Blog Talk Radio.
February, and we're continuing part two of our interview with Illinois journalist, a real journalist, Pat Butler, and we'll be discussing a little known aspect of Al Capone during the Depression, and how he fed the homeless and those people out of work. Also, we're discussing the Irish gangsters and also the role of the Catholic Church.
Al Capone, especially during the Depression, was some of a benefactor.
Right, pigeons.
Yes, I have talked to people who swear that they are alive today, or at least not nourished today. This was a few years ago, so they may not be alive today.
Right.
Because of Al Capone's soup kitchen. You know, and yes, they recognize the fact that Al Capone made his living in a, what some consider to be a morally unconventional way.
No, the ethnics I'm talking about, the Irish, the Germans, the Czechs.
The Irish ones that were actually at point, I mean, we had Irish gangs that were competing for, especially North South,
right.
with Al Capone. It's one of the reasons St. Valentine's Day is
here. Right. Moran just missed it.
But because
missed
Moran
party.
Was at Capone. If they go on the other way, very possible that the Irish gangs have dominated the North Chicago.
Right.
And it's also possible that, you know, things being what they are, I might have found myself in a different profession. And that PD Enforcer Butler or Patty DePen.
Bladder's more appropriate. But what I was getting at, since the groups I'm talking about are all predominantly Roman Catholic, what was the attitude, church?
The church had a very, remember, the church was a lot more Puritan back in those days. Pastors, in some cases, were considered to, quote-unquote, public sinners, and denied burial, especially under Noam Mundelein.
Right.
Denied burial in Catholic cemeteries.
Well, now, Jaime Weiss, who's his name, was one who shot on the steps of Holy Name Cathedral. Right, I understand.
When they remodeled the cathedral, remodeled it in such a way that it obliterated
the bullet holes.
Bullet holes.
I remember the preaching out to our class when I attended Holy Name Cathedral.
Yeah,
but he was buried in Carmel. I understand the other guy, the so-called journalist, starts with
Jake
Flingo. Yeah.
Yeah, well, sometimes they were buried in other cemeteries first and then buried.
That could have happened, no.
Yeah, because, you know, things change.
Yeah, right.
And now it's not unusual for people to be reburied later after the Fuhrer dies. Now, El Capone, on the other hand, was buried in
El Carmel.
El Carmel, yeah. And
I think made from the Wesleyans and the priests were their
right.
section.
And in those days, as is true today, the ethnic group in Chicago had its own cemetery.
Oh.
I mean, Leo, our friend, is buried in St. Casimir Cemetery. Is a Lithuanian cemetery.
You know that? Oh.
Yeah. What's that cemetery? Up on Clark Street.
That's
St. Boniface.
Oh, yeah. The German.
St. Boniface is the German.
Okay.
If you're German Catholic, you're buried there for the mark. Old Saint Cemetery is a kind of an Eric cemetery.
Right.
It was originally mostly Irish.
Now,
Calvary Cemetery, you probably have to have an Irish name to get in. I mean, you do. That's Butler burial.
What Bugs Moran and the victims of the downtime cemetery? I assume most Catholic were buried.
Most of them buried in cemeteries on the south and west side.
Was it Catholic or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I don't think they've ever been brought up.
Bugs Moran used to be altar boy at Holy Name.
Oh, I didn't know. Hey, that's an item.
Oh, yeah.
But what did the priests then, condemn the Chicago Archdiocese is dominated by Irish ethnics. You just take a view on prohibition and banning of alcohol?
The Catholic Church never really was dead against
alcohol?
Imbibing spirits.
Okay.
They have, after all, a great reverence for the Holy Spirit.
Right.
No, seriously.
No, I know what you're saying. Well, the church was allowed to have wine.
Like some churches, which really dead set against liquor.
Mm-hmm.
The Catholic Church has had that problem.
Mm-hmm.
The Anglicans do not have the problem as long as you're drinking expensive brandy.
Yeah, right. Henry VIII for that.
some religions, and really they forget the fact that Christ himself drank wine.
Right. Well, I used to tell my Mormon friends, there's more for me. Someone tells you,
in the old days, Mormons had multiple wives.
Yeah.
They were not leaving for you or for me.
Yeah, there are a lot of things about Mormons. We get into that one right now.
Did we get any money from Costello?
No.
And did you ever get any money from Meyer Lansky?
I never got money from any of those fellas.
None of those fellas.
None of these I've been reading about and none that I knew, they never gave me anything.
None of the Fichettes?
No. I mean, I met that Charlie once or twice. I don't even talk to him.
You don't like him?
No.
I don't know what his friendship with the man was, because I didn't know the other man. I just know him. The name that you, that is a refusal.
Mr. Chairman, this, in my judgment, this is a fantastic proceeding.
Yes, it is.
Is the Committee of the Senate meeting here, all members present, and is this man of record before us and so up to go on the testimony? And the matter comes up of naming a man that approached him in the pulpit. I may have reason before we get voted, they know.
It's all right. You got reason. It is a name, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. So now tell us all about that transaction.
That's all.
What did Nando have to do with these boys?
Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Nothing at all? What did he
just
tell you?
A doctor. He's just a doctor for them, but I think that's very, very unfair to them.
Yes, he put up $7,000 to help get them out, didn't he?
Oh, no.
Well, Mr. Chairman, since the matter's been brought out, I think it's only fair to say that...
That he called me and told me that these men were innocent. He's a victim of an honest mistake.
Yes.
So.
And who was the cause you wish Nigro?
Dr.
Nigro. Does he have a brother? David?
I don't know. I'm very close to him, but I don't know his relatives. He's got a lot of relatives.
Does he have a brother named Paul?
No.
Well, who are the brothers?
The only brother I know that he has is a contractor. I don't know his first name.
What do you mean by it? What do you convey? The government?
I couldn't answer you and justify myself or justify the committee without legal counsel, without aid of counsel.
Why didn't you consult counsel before?
I guess so.
Committee meets the press in Washington.
Organized crime does operate on a syndicated basis across state lines in the United States. That is a much bigger, more sinister, and a larger operation than we had ever suspected.
Tip off or
I am not in favor of Lux Intro Workshop at the open rehearsals of symphonic concerts where the public can listen what we say to the orchestra.
Yes.
And how they behave. I do not appreciate it. On the contrary, I am very much against it. But in this case, I feel for young conductor, it gives really an idea how to deal with an orchestra at the first rehearsal, how to gradually impress on the orchestra what you want, and then you hear the final result and see how it was done and the outcome of it. And this, I think, it's this has a really an educational value, and earnest.
Say, Ben, want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five.
Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big Ace.
Ace Betts.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing. Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y? I say neither one, I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet up.
Politics and poker, shuffle up and carve and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where to call up.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important? Paratrace.
Bet 'em.
Little trades, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell. How about Dave Zimmerman? Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night. How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23. What about Ed Peterson?